This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I am coming in tomorrow. Things are a little exciting at work. We've got a big meeting coming up next week, I think, and I'm just not quite ready for it, so I'm going to come in for a few hours and just do a little more stress testing on some functionality that I've been working on, and as soon as we kind of get that all taken care of, then I'm going back home to doing some more work on the super secret project. The 3D printer is coming in tomorrow. Dun, 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 dun. So this should be interesting. I needed a printer stand for it, and this printer is actually, I think it's 25 inches by 26 inches, and it's 31 and a half inches tall. By the way, it is raining, if you can hear the rain, today, and so it's a pretty big printer, and it weighs 168 pounds, so I needed something fairly hefty, and I had gone, and fairly quickly, and I had called around to the Office Depots and the Staples and all those kinds of stores and couldn't find anything, and I thought, you should get on Craigslist. So I got on Craigslist and was able to locate an AV cart, and I didn't actually put the very top shelf on it because I needed the space, but I think it's going to work fine. It has nice big rollers on it, and so that way I can roll it around. My son-in-law is coming over tomorrow, and he's going to help me wrestle it downstairs, so this should be interesting. Anyways, it has been a busy week at work. It was interesting yesterday because we've been trying to get some functionality connected to a product called SharePoint, which is a Microsoft project product. And there were some real benefits to having SharePoint, not only in terms of functionality, but also in terms of kind of the buzz about SharePoint. And I had been working on some things that would do some file manipulation and directory manipulation to help us with this project that I'm working on. I had it all working with a regular directory, and I went to try to make it work with SharePoint. A bunch of the stuff just flat did not work. And Wednesday is my fast day, and so at the end of, it was towards the end of the day, and I was getting tired, and I was talking to some buddies about it there, and really trying to decide whether I just needed to cut bait or whatever. And it was interesting because towards the end of the day yesterday, I was getting a little discouraged because I had felt like SharePoint was the way to go because it provided some stuff both functionally and from a sort of buzz viewpoint. And so I did that and didn't seem to be working out. And I was thinking, I've wasted all this time trying to get this working with SharePoint. And I'm kind of sensitive to that. I don't like wasting my customers' time. And then I got up this morning, had an idea, and got in, got working on that, and was able, I think, to make it work. It took a little longer to get it working than I thought it was going to, but I think I've got it working. And there are some limitations in terms of how long the, it's called the UNC path, can be, and I'm working through those. But things are, they're looking up. They're actually looking up with that. That happened in conjunction with yesterday of me realizing I'm getting close here on Friday. I don't have anything as far as a cart goes for this 3D printer that's coming in. And so I was thinking, oh, what am I going to do? And then the Craigslist thing came up, and I ran over and got this cart. And as I was driving home, I was thinking, oh man, is this going to be too, is the printer going to be too tall for this cart? And I was thinking, I got home, tried a few things, then realized I could leave the top shelf off and make a solution that way. And so it was just very interesting. It was one of those days where it seemed like for a short amount of time that the successes that I was trying to build just were not happening. And some days are like that. Sometimes you get going down a path, and sometimes you just have to say, okay, enough. This is not working. You need to cut bait, move on to something else. You've learned a lot through this, but this isn't going to come to fruition. Just stop. And I almost felt like I'd gotten to that place yesterday, but, you know, this morning, things have turned around, and we're making some progress again. So, that's good. It's good. In conjunction with that, though, I've been living my life according to certain principles for long enough now that even when I have the days like I had yesterday, there's still a pretty solid part of me that says, you know, just slow down, think about it, don't make any decisions on your fast day, because I already know that that's the day when I'm starting to get tired. And very definitely, your physical state has a direct correlation to your ability to hear from God and to your flesh's ability to just dump on you. And so I recognize that when it gets to be 4 or 5 o'clock on a Wednesday, especially when it gets to be 6 or 7 and 8 or 9 and 9:45 when I'm getting ready to go to bed, that I'm going to be tired. That there's going to be additional voices that are going, what I need to do is just slow down, go to bed, get up in the morning, have a good breakfast, see what the day holds. And got up this morning, the day held good things. It's interesting, though, because a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the ladies in Africa that are too small to bear children, and so they end up being in labor for a week, 10 days, 5 days. And in the process of that, actually damage themselves. The children are stillborn. They damage themselves and actually create holes between their vaginal channel and their bladder or their rectum area, and so they end up in a situation where they've just lost a child, stillborn, and now they're leaking both fecal matter and urine. And what a sad situation that is, and the fact that there's this hospital that treats these women. And I forgot to encourage you all, by the way, when I did that. Hopefully I encouraged you the next week, but I forgot to encourage you all to possibly go out and take a look at that, maybe make a little donation while I'm thinking of it. It's called the Fistula Hospital. Fistula is F-I-S-T-U-L-A, Fistula Hospital. You should go check it out. They're doing a great work. Anyways, and I mentioned when I was talking about that, that as I watched that program from Nova on the Fistula Hospital, how I was struck with the fact that there is a great wave of consequence that I am riding on. And most of that wave has nothing to do with the decisions that I have made in my life. There were decisions that were made by my parents, by my grandparents, that have put me in this country, at this time, in the environment that I am in. And I could just have easily been born an African woman in the backwoods bush of Ethiopia, suffering from that problem. And how grateful that I was for the kindness of my situation. Not that, okay, don't leave on me. I'm not saying thank God I wasn't born a woman. What I'm saying is thank God for America. Thank God for the opportunities that are here. Our lives here are so much easier than the majority of the people around the world. And the reason we're here is due to a great wave of consequence that has nothing to do with us. my grandfather decided to leave Italy and come over here, and that's the only reason I'm here. But as I've been thinking about that, and as I've been sort of observing the people around me and chatting with friends and enjoying communion with them, the fact of the matter is that while certainly not all of the wave of consequence that I am riding is attributable to my decisions, some of it is. I remember a long time ago, when I was just a boy, I actually had the benefit of having an older brother. Who was a great older brother, but aside from the great older brother that he was, there was a pageant that was playing out between him and my parents that really benefited me because with him being the firstborn, he was much more focused on blazing his own trail and making his own decisions and pushing back, shall we say, against some of the decisions that my parents were making. And frankly, I suppose we could say that my parents were more strict with him than they were with me. And so I possibly had less to push back over. But I recall growing up watching the dance that he and my parents would do, where he would decide he was going to do something and they would tell him not to do it, and then he would do it and then he would get punished. And in the end, it seemed like the inevitable consequence of punishment was coming, so what was the point in pushing back? And I took on a philosophy of, well, why don't I just listen to what my parents are saying and just do it and see how that works out? And for the most part, I did do that. And even when I didn't do that, caused my parents to say, there will be some discipline coming for you when we get back to the house, I just accepted that that was my lot and there was a reason for it. And so I would, when we would get back to the house, I would go and I would get my dad's belt and I would bring it out to them and say, okay, let's get this over with. But what that started in me was this desire to be smart about life, to gain as much information as I could, to figure out how to make good decisions so that in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years, in 40 years, I could look back on those decisions and I could say, yeah, that was good. And part of my decision-making process was to say, is this a decision that I'm going to look back on in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years, in 40 years? And I will say, yeah, that was a good decision. What I have observed, however, is that it appears that for many, some of the people around me, that is not how they make decisions. And in fact, even when they know the decision isn't a good decision they are making, they continue to make decisions that they freely acknowledge are bad decisions. This does not seem productive to me. And yet, I respect their free will, and so I obviously am still going to be friends with them, but sometimes I just tilt my head to the side and think, wow, that's really not a very good idea. I have the privilege of going to breakfast and dinner with friends through the week, and one particular restaurant that I frequent, the hostess there, who would seat us in the mornings, was getting married. And we had a very enjoyable time talking about her up-and-coming wedding, because I was actually the wedding coordinator for my daughter's wedding. And so I've done that gig. I know a little bit about what needs to be done when and how to put a wedding together. And so I could talk intelligently with her, and we had very nice conversations on a number of occasions. And one week she had said, well, my bachelor party's this next weekend. Oh, okay, great. And bachelorette party, I should say, is this next weekend. Oh, okay, great. And then the next week, of course, when I went in, it came up in conversation. Oh, yeah, how'd that go? And she said, you know, we went to Joplin, which I'm not sure why they went to Joplin, but that's a smaller city near us. It's about an hour away. She said, but I had a little too much to drink. And so then I got sick. And so she said, I actually got scared and I had to have my fiance come and get me. I went, oh, no, are you okay now? Yeah, I'm okay now. You know, that's one of those situations that I just look at that and I think, you know, that probably seemed like a good, you know, seemed like something you wanted to do at the time. And yet, you know, getting drunk just puts you in a very vulnerable position. And in 10, 20, 30 years, if you continue that type of behavior, is that really going to put you someplace that you want to be? And the answer is no. Because while people say, oh, I just get drunk every once in a while, the fact is that all those decisions begin to build into a wave of consequence. I have friends who would like nothing more than to lose the extra 50, 60, 70, 80 pounds that they're carrying. And yet, days go by and they don't make the decision to get started. And I have told friends, you know, every day that goes by, but you don't make this decision, it's going to get harder. And they've said, yeah, I know. And yet, all those decisions to not get started, all of them, build a wave of consequence that is going to overtake them at some point. It's always very interesting to me to just wait and watch, because there's at least two situations that I know of male actors who play on TV very lascivious, very sexually driven men who play these characters on television because it's fun. And it garners ratings, who are supposedly happily married, and yet after several years of playing those characters, of making the decisions to say all those sentences, to ogle all those women, all those decisions build up into a wave of consequence. And the next thing you hear is that they're going to a clinic for rehab, for sexual addiction, because all those decisions build up into a wave of consequence. That's the negative side of it. As I've already shared with you, there really is a positive side to it as well. Part of the reason that it's easier to keep my weight under control is the fact that my cell phone is buzzing, if you can hear that. I'll get to it in just a minute. Part of the reason it's easier for me to keep my weight under control is because I fast every week. And frankly, it's not that hard for me to fast every week because I've been fasting every week for years and years and years and years. And that fast every week helps me reset myself and say, oh yeah, time to get some things under control. I'm getting my mail. I mean, at the moment, I am a couple of pounds over where I like to be. I stepped on the scale this morning and I was 170, and normally around this time, I like to be about 168, but that's okay. I'll get that taken care of. You know, I'll get it beat back down. And one of the big tools is the fact that I fast every week. And one of the reasons that it's not really that big of a deal for me to fast every week is because I've been fasting every week. Just like exercise. If you go out and exercise, it gets easier to exercise. One of the reasons that I'm struggling a little bit with my running right now is because I haven't been running as much as I should be running. I'm trying to get that corrected as well. I say all this to say that I'd like to just leave you. I'm backing into my garage, which is the reason I'm getting soft. I'd like to just leave you with all with a gentle reminder today that there is a wave of consequence in our lives. And that wave of consequence is very real, and it's very direct, and it will come to fruition. I'm reaping the consequences today of the decisions that I have made for the last multiple decades. If you make good decisions, it will be easier and easier to make good decisions. If there's things that are going on in your life that you look at and you think, man, I really got to do something about that. I'll do something about that. You should start doing something about it today, because it's not going to be any easier tomorrow, and it's definitely not going to be any easier the day after next. And if you don't do something about it, there will come a time when that wave will have a huge consequence. From what I've observed, if you're making decisions that you know you shouldn't be making over and over, and you're just letting it slide and slide and slide, from what I've observed, it appears that after that's happened for year after year after year after year, that really the only thing that will change that is some kind of major event. You know, in the book, I talked about the fact that pain is one of those things that all of us will go through. You can either take it in little pieces every day, or you can take it in big slugs. And I personally would rather take it in little pieces as opposed to big slugs. But unfortunately, from what I've seen, it is very, very difficult once you've been in a habit for a while to back your way out of it unless there's a major event like that. It's not to say it's impossible, and I would encourage you to get started on it. But I say all that to say, if you're about to make a decision to start down a path to do some things that you know you really shouldn't be doing, or you know that if you keep doing them, you really don't want to be where they're going to take you in 10 years and 20 years and 30 years, I can tell you right now, it's not worth it. Whatever little minimal joy or excitement you think you're going to get out of it, it's not worth it. And there's a whole lot more joy in just staying the course, exploring your quest, exploring your adventure, putting a little discipline into your life, because as life goes on, joy just continues to build and build and build in your life. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.